We have some sad news to report here at KCBS. Longtime City Hall reporter Barbara Taylor has passed away. Barbara was an institution in San Francisco politics, and KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign joins us live now to remember Barbara's life and her career. Doug?
Yeah, Rebecca, I mean, you knew Barbara as well as I did for so many decades, and it's really sad news. I mean, our hearts are just broken today at KCBS. We all worked with Barbara for, gosh, how long did she work at KCBS? More than 30 years, close to 40, I'm guessing. Yeah. And there was nobody like Barbara. I mean, she was one of a kind. She knew City Hall better than anybody. She knew the people better than anybody. She taught me so much when I came in, you know, as a young reporter. And then she and I spent a lot of time working together on the weekends when we were both anchors. And, you know, just anyone who knew Barbara, she really was. There was no one else like Barbara. And talk about an institutional memory, an institutional knowledge. And she just knew everything and everyone and had been there for so long. And it's really hard to even grasp that she's gone.
Barbara was, you know, she was a reporter back in the day when women had just broken into this field in many ways, and she was bold. I mean, you could say a lot of things about Barbara, but she was bold.
Oh, she was fearless. She did not suffer fools. She took no prisoners. She was definitely bold. That's one word for her. You know, she knew what she knew, and she didn't take no for an answer, and she did not tolerate BS from politicians. You know, she prowled that place. She knew City Hall and the way it worked and the people there better than a lot of the people who'd been there, you know, the people who were elected to office. And, you know, everybody took her call, and everybody gave her an interview when she wanted one. And she covered the ins and outs of City Hall like nobody else. I mean, she just knew it in such a way. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you the things that she taught me working there. You know, she wasn't the most technologically savvy person. I probably taught her a few things too about like batteries and tape recorders and stuff. I mean, it's still, I mean, it was sort of hard for me to grasp when she retired and was not replaced and could never be replaced. And now just that she's gone and prematurely, you know, well before her time, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, and her heart goes out to her family, her husband Mark as well, really.